way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda.
Greetings, holiday shoppers. There are now 268 shopping days left until Christmas, and I think you know what that means. That means it's time for another episode of Christmas Creeps. This is your one-stop shop for holiday movies and TV shows and other things all year round. Hi, my name is Joseph Wade. I will be your host for this evening. Here with me tonight, a special guest we have not heard from in almost half a year. Mr. Bradford is back on the show. Brad, welcome back.
Hello, hello. It's good to be back. You can pretend that I cracked open a can of a cold Haas, but that's me drinking some coffee right now. So
that's very appropriate for today's episode. But first, just, you know, to catch up real quick, I got two questions for you.
Yeah.
One, Bradford, how is dad life?
It's good. It's nothing can prepare you for it. I don't want to become. So if I was to ever reappear on this podcast, I didn't want to be the person, the dad who always links it back to being a dad or parent, you know, parenthood or anything like that. But I will say this, it is not like you expect. And of course every baby is different. So like, things that I thought were going to be bad were not bad, and things that I thought were going to be fine are not as pleasant. So it's just kind of like life, you know? You can't really prepare for it, can't really expect it. You just got to roll with the punches. Changing diapers, really not that bad. But yeah, dad life's good. I just wish it were under better circumstances.
Yeah, really. I mean, yeah, babies are a land of contrasts. Am I right?
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. Babies are a land of contrast. And let me tell you, that smile is a defense mechanism. And I think it's an evolutionary defense mechanism, because the babies that did not smile, like starting around 2 months, didn't make it. And that's going to be our one, that's my one infanticide joke that I get for the episode. Now,
yowzer. Okay. Well, that leads straight into my second question. Brad, how have you been holding up considering everything that's going on right now?
You know, I'm doing okay. There are a lot of people out there that have it a lot worse than I do. And I think in cases like this, a lot of a perspective like that will get you a lot of the way. Sure, I am trapped at home with a 5-month-old, but there are people out there that have to go, you know, the heroes, I'll say, that have to go work stressful jobs at the front line fighting this disease, or go have to work a thankless minimum wage job that everybody is relying on.
I know that very well.
So I'm not going to sit here and pretend that my situation is all that bad at all. So
well, that's good. I'm glad.
How about yourself?
I'm holding up, all things considered. Like, our city just issued a stay-at-home order effective yesterday for the next 3 weeks. So, and then also the same day, my job decided that they were an essential service. So I also get to go back to work on Monday.
Hey, at least the traffic will be good.
I hope so, man. I'm not going to complain. I at least still have a job to go to. So I'm happy about that. I'm thankful for that.
I don't even know if my city or state has enacted a stay-at-home order, because I have been following my own stay-at-home order. This is week two. It's been 14 days and I've been out of the house once to get groceries.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wait. Yeah, because it was last Friday. So it'll be 2 weeks today, yeah. So, but I'm in it for the long haul. I expect this to go on for at least another 3 weeks minimum.
Yeah, like I would be surprised if it didn't last more than a month.
If for some reason you don't know, based on our accents, we're in the States and things are just on the uptick, and we have just as of 2 days ago, I believe, two days ago in the evening, we were announced the most cases in the world, and that number is expected to grow. So, but I'm sure if you have a pulse and you follow the news at all, you know all of this, so you don't need us to tell you this.
Yeah. So it could be a lot worse, all things considered.
But to quote Calvin, things could be a lot better too.
That's true. Yeah, that's definitely true. But tonight here on the show, we thought we'd take a break from the TV and the movies and just Christmas in general, because we're not really in much of a Christmas mood right now.
Plus, for obvious hasn't reasons. Everybody watched so much television and movies and everything already right now?
Listen, I have watched 6 episodes of that new Tiger King thing in the last 2 days on Netflix.
How is that?
It's fascinating, let me tell you. Okay, it's a train wreck.
I gotta watch this. You know, I'm a big fan of train wrecks.
Oh yeah, it's something else, man. But yeah, so we're not going to talk about anything Christmassy tonight. But since we are all locked in the house and our sojourns out into the world have been kind of limited lately, you don't maybe get to go to your favorite morning coffee spot for your cold brew or your lattes or whatever. So, you know, Starbucks is locked down to drive-thrus only. Sheets or Wawa or whatever you go to may not be as available as it was. So some of us, meaning me, have had to learn how to make my own cold brew at home.
For those of you tuning in from across the airwaves, Joseph just referenced getting coffee at a gas station.
Listen, the Sheets Cold Brew brand of canned iced coffees are delicious.
Okay, all right.
And they just brought my favorite flavor back, cookies and cream, which I suspect is actually the caramel coffee that they discontinued, but we won't get into that conspiracy.
I feel like we need to do a deeper dive of this later, and we're going to this is going to be our pivot into investigative podcasting.
Oh boy. You know what? If there were any better time to do it, I think it would be now. Because what else are we gonna do?
Got to do all that footwork online, though. But
so anyhow, I've made 2 batches of cold brew here at home.
Yeah,
the first one turned out very well, and the second one turned out okay. But so tonight on the show, I thought it would be fun if we could get Brad to just give us sort of a quick rundown, give us a recipe, a how-to, if you will, how to brew your own cold brew coffee.
Okay. So let me ask you, what did you do differently between the first time and the second time? What do you think the X factor was? Did you use the same beans in both?
No, I used different coffees in both.
Okay. Do you think it was the coffee?
I think it was the coffee.
Did you use the same water?
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of my first point. And you'll hear this bandied about, honestly, everything I'm going to say, you could probably look up on the internet, but hey, you're here to listen to it. Your coffee's only as good as the water you put into it. So you're going to want to use like a filtered water or distilled water. I mean, if you're not picky, tap water is perfectly fine, but
yeah, I'm a trash boy who used the city tap water. So
it's okay, bud. I use the filtered water out of my refrigerator, which I'm sure is probably not much better because I haven't replaced the filter in over a year. So,
I would do that, but my refrigerator does not have a water dispenser, so that's a problem.
Gotcha. If you really want to, Joe, I've found that actually the way that I used to make cold brew when I lived in where I used to live before my refrigerator had a water dispenser is if you put water in, especially right now, actually city waters. It depends on where you live and what hemisphere you live in, but right now, like March to May, a lot of people find that city water and municipal water has a different sort of chlorinated taste to it because, you know, they change around the chemical cocktail that they put into the water to sanitize it.
Yeah.
For different months of the year based on like water temperature and everything else like that. But
sure.
To my original point, if you wanted to have a facsimile of this without having to go out and buy bottled water or distilled water, you can just put that water in like a pitcher or a decanter and let it off gas for a while. And I've found that it makes for a more pleasant drinking experience, both for water and coffee alike.
Now explain that. What is off gassing?
I mean, just I've found that the taste of tap water isn't so tap watery if you put it in a pitcher and put it in the fridge or let it sit out for a little bit, but not like overnight. Cause then you get, you know, when you have a glass of water at your nightstand and then you go to drink it in the morning and it tastes kind of weird. You don't want that to happen.
I got you. It's all flat, but there's something that tastes just flat and like it's been sitting out all night, basically.
Like it has dust in it now.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen. But if you put your pitcher, you put your water in a pitcher or container and put it in the fridge for a bit overnight, that might be good. But to my second point, it does not matter what temperature water you use.
Okay.
So I wouldn't use like boiling water, but you can use room temperature water. You can use cold water, whatever you like.
Yeah. Hang on. Let's do it this way. How about this? I will tell you how I made my cold brew, and then you will correct everything that I did wrong. How about that?
Okay. Let's start.
Okay. So I just use, you know, regular gallon pitcher.
Oh, no. Wait. What are you wearing?
What am I wearing now?
No. What were you wearing while you did it?
I don't remember.
I'm kidding.
Go this was on. 3 days ago. I don't remember. Okay,
so you used a pitcher of water.
I used a regular gallon pitcher. Okay. And the ratio is roughly 2.5 cups of coffee grounds mm-hmm. to about 3 quarts of water.
Did you... Okay. 3 quarts. How many quarts is in a gallon?
4.
I have to get out a calculator for all this.
Brad, 4 quarts make a gallon.
Okay. And... Okay, so the ratio that I've seen bandied about online is about a pound of beans to a gallon of water. Now, if you don't have a kitchen scale, you can go off of the ground beans. Let me ask this. So these beans, did you buy them pre-ground into drip coffee ground?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay, that may be your first misstep.
Okay.
So not to get all fanciful. Again, I'm not trying to be Mr. Bougie Coffee and tell anybody how to make their cold brew. If you make cold brew the way you make cold brew and you like it, that is perfectly fine.
Brad, you don't have to be Mr. Bougie Coffee. I know you are, and that's why I invited you back.
I know. It's good to be back. So if you have control over it, you wanna buy whole bean, or at least, you know, they have the grinder at the grocery store that's probably all gross because a bunch of people ground gross ass hazelnut coffee in it.
Yeah, and also right now you probably don't want to touch that thing anyway.
That's another big element. But if you can, if you have any control over it, you'll want to get whole bean coffee or have it ground and grind it to coarser ground like you're gonna use a French press.
Okay. Okay.
So the coarser grounds, was perhaps your coffee, your cold brew, a little bit bitter and maybe over-extracted tasting?
Just a bit, yeah. Yeah.
And that is because the finer a ground you use, you're going to have – it's going to over-extract that coffee and end up becoming bitter. It's also going to become, I think, a little more caffeinated, but the trade-off is not worth it, my friend. I'm sure it was like a slap to the face.
Let me tell you, the first day that I had this cold brew that I took to work with me, and I drank it all in my travel mug container. By the time I got to work, I was wired up for the entire day.
Yeah, that'll do that. Did you? This is another point. Did you cut it at all with water?
No, but I did cut it with a little bit of creamer.
Okay, well that's fine. A lot of times, cold brew that you make at home is really, you're really making cold brew concentrate in this ratio of 1 gallon of water to a pound of beans. Mm. Extrapolate as you want into your system's metric or otherwise, or, you know, adjust the recipe. So what did you put the coffee in to put it in the pitcher?
I put the coffee grounds in the pitcher.
Oh, like, my. Dumped
them into the pitcher.
Raw dogging it.
Raw dogging it, as you put it. Yes.
All right. So if you're doing it that way, you're going to want to give that boy a stir every couple hours, because the way that it is, all those grounds are going to settle to the bottom and you're not going to get a very good extraction.
Okay. I did stir it vigorously at first, and then I left it for about 12 to 24 hours.
Okay. You're going to at least want to stir it once or twice during that 12 to 24 hour period.
Okay.
So they make cold brew equipment that kind of suspends the beans in like a filter in the middle of the vessel. Mm-hmm. And even that, you'll want to stir it. Usually I take like a chopstick and stir it up, or you'll at least want to give that a vigorous shake.
Okay.
Just to mix things up, just to get some of the beans that are extracted at the top, you know, give the beans down south a little bit more of a chance to steep.
Okay, sure.
Did you run it? I guess then, did you run it through a filter to get rid of all the muck at the bottom, or what?
I did filter. I took a second pitcher, and the only filter that I had on hand was just the wire filter that I use in my coffee maker. Okay. I physically held it with one hand and poured the pitcher into the second pitcher.
That'll work. That's good. That's what I would do too.
And then once I did that, the
equipment.
Yes.
Coffee MacGyver.
Once I did that. Once I did that, I dumped the coffee grounds, made sure the strainer was clean, and then I filtered it back into the original pitcher.
So tell me, where does the pack of bubble gum and a butter knife come into play here? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, what do you think I'm chewing and stirring with while I'm doing this, Brad?
Good point. Good point.
Give me some credit.
I would stir that up. So that's kind of the second point, is if you don't have specialized equipment, totally fine the way you did it, but you're gonna want to stir that up just a little bit. The other thing you could do is, mm-hmm. if it was over extracted and bitter, if you're using this more finely ground bean, is to give it like 8 hours, give it a little taste, see what it's tasting like, and okay. if it tastes good, I would cut it there, and then that way you don't have like an over-extracted cold brew.
True. Okay.
Yeah. The other thing is, I've seen bandied around online. Although when you told me we were doing this segment like a week ago,
mm-hmm.
things happen. I did look up online best cold brew tips, and here's one.
Okay.
I already knew all of what I've said so far off the dome piece, but here's one that I didn't think about that is a very good point, and that's, don't use your best beans to make cold brew. If you've got a fancy bag of beans from some nice roastery that you received as a Christmas gift, you probably shouldn't use those for cold brew, because cold brew is more for like your run-of-the-mill kind of beans. Because you're not going to get the same flavor profiles and extraction and all that good stuff that you would from like a French press.
Yeah.
So,
well,
just something to keep in mind.
Okay. Well, then I guess here comes the next part of this equation, is the types of coffee that I used both times.
Yes.
The first coffee I used was leftover from the holidays, and it was a Starbucks Christmas blend.
Okay.
Which actually tasted very good. Having brewed it the way I brewed it, tasted very good.
Yes.
The second brew that I used was just your typical run-of-the-mill can of Maxwell House coffee. And Brad has died.
Joseph.
I have killed Bradford.
Well, that solves the complete mystery of why your first one was decent and why your second one was not very good.
I know that. And I'm almost positive that's exactly what it was, and not any failure on my part to do it the right way.
Yeah.
it's just, the reason I bought the Maxwell House is because that's what we have at work. That's what I drink at work every day. So I'm familiar with it. I'm used to that flavor.
All right.
But then doing it cold brew.
Yeah.
It didn't taste right.
Nope. Like I just said, you're going to get a different taste profile doing it hot versus doing it cold brew.
You're gonna have a bad time.
You're gonna have a bad time. Let me tell you, I don't know if I've ever told this story on the podcast, but how I actually got addicted to coffee, mm-hmm. was where I worked right out of college had free coffee, like in the break room, like just coffee for everybody whenever you want. And it was what was it? It was Seattle's Best. And I don't know how familiar you are with Seattle's Best, but
that's like one step below Starbucks, right? Like they're competing directly with Starbucks. I don't know.
No, my friend. It is, I want to say, I think it's owned by either Pete's or Starbucks, but it's like their taster's choice sort of option.
Oh, it's like the great value Starbucks.
Yeah, kind of, if that. But also these coffee pots, I don't think were ever cleaned properly. So I was just getting started, it was totally fine. But after I started learning more about coffee and started drinking bougie coffee, I went back to drink the Seattle's Best. And it tasted, it might be the worst taste. Like, gas station coffee is Sheets coffee hot, which I drink, I'm not above it, is like 20 times better than this awful Seattle, you know, just the worst Seattle's Best in this break room. But that's what got me started. Everybody's got to start somewhere. I started on a terrible street drug and then worked my way up to the finest Colombian cocaine.
Colombian, very appropriate.
Yes, also known for their coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Just don't use such
bullshit, garbage, run of the mill office coffee
for your cold brew. Yeah, I'd say that. Like, don't go out and buy like a $25 a pound like single origin whatever Ethiopian jerk off blend, but don't buy Maxwell House either. Just get like Caribou or Pete's or something middle of the road and use that, and that'll be fine.
I mean, what I should have done last week when I went to the Sheets was I saw they were selling off their, like, the last of their Christmas blend stock. I should have just bought some of that, because even like the, you know, regular Sheets coffee, the holiday blend is going to have that just a little bit more flavor to it, you know?
So Sheets sells bean coffee?
They sell their own like ground coffee grounds.
Gotcha. I haven't had Sheets coffee in years. Of course, where I live, they don't really have Sheets more than like an hour away. Same with Wawa. Yeah, I'm very deprived of like the mega gas station chains here.
You're in that weird like demilitarized zone between the Sheets Republic and the Wawa Federation.
Pretty much.
That's so sad. But you're a little too far south for Tim Hortons, I guess.
I want to say the furthest south Tim Hortons that I saw was like in rural upstate New York.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's the closest to us that I've seen one, which is like what? It's like a 5-hour drive from here.
Like if we got my friend Libby on the podcast, she would not shut up about Tim Hortons, so she could probably tell us if that's good for cold brew or not.
She's a Horton head.
Yeah,
that's what they call them. No,
is that what they call them?
No, I have no idea. Yeah, that's kind of the ins and outs of it. There's not really too much to it. Again, whatever works for you or whatever works for everybody is just gonna do it. Just don't use garbage beans.
So what you're saying is I didn't do it bad. I just didn't quite do it right.
That can be said of a lot of people doing a lot of things in their everyday life.
I hear that 10 times a day.
It's fine. I'm sure your second batch was serviceable. I mean, so long as you're getting caffeine into your bloodstream, all's right with the world.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the primary goal here.
Have you considered caffeine pills? Another fun coffee story. When I was at the height of drinking coffee, I actually decided that I needed to stop drinking coffee for a little bit and work my tolerance back down. The first time I did it cold turkey. I had a very bad time. So the second time I did it, I actually went, this is a little embarrassing, I went to the pharmacy, I bought caffeine pills, and then I metered them out every day for like a week and a half to work myself back down to zero. Just how pathetic it is, my dependency on caffeine.
What this tells me is that if you actually ever did get addicted to a real drug, you would probably be okay. Because you know how to wean yourself off of at least caffeine.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe that's not the lesson to take from that.
Yeah, I'd probably be fine. Maybe.
Well, let's not go tempting fate there. Let's say no to drugs, Brad.
Right now is not the time to try a new designer drug, I would say, for anybody.
No.
Stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to.
That's right. But yeah, that's gonna do it for this episode of Christmas Creeps. I'm glad that Brad could come on here and explain to me what I was doing wrong in my journey to make my own cold brew and not like also, oh, the thing that I forgot to mention.
What's that?
The whole reason I was making cold brew in the first place was because I realized how much money I was spending buying giant jugs of cold brew at the store.
It's also really bad for the environment to ship all that water all that way. But that can be said for bottled water, too.
That's true. But
yeah, it's
I realized
huge amount of money.
Yeah, like half was a jug of, you know, Starbucks or La Colombe costs $5 to $6. And I could make my own giant gallon for about $1.50.
Yes.
So the price comes out, you know, it's a lot more cost effective.
Yes. Oh, one other thing that I should mention. Maybe don't want to do 24 hours in the future.
Really?
That's a little long.
Oh, okay. I see. Why is that?
Because then you'll get over-extracted and over-steeped. Are you putting it in the fridge after you do it? After you? Okay. All right. Well, I mean, of course, after you filter it, but even during the steeping process, you're in the fridge?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Definitely don't go over 24 hours. But again, I just take a little nip every once in a while, see how it's treating you, and then cut it off when you think it's good. There's no shame in tasting it along the way.
Well, I'll keep that in mind for next time. So the next time I put on my hazmat suit and journey out to the stores, you know, I'll try to get myself a better blend of coffee than Maxwell House. No shade to Maxwell House. It's a fine work time coffee, but
it's a fine product.
It's a wonderful restaurant. Oh boy, we have fun here.
Yes.
Well, that's going to do it this time for real, for this episode of
Crafty Creeps. Coffee Creeps.
See, we almost pivoted to just doing like virus movies, and we could also pivot to just doing coffee. Like Brad and I could talk about coffee till the cows come home. But
how many bad coffee podcasts are there out there?
Oh, there are too many. And I'm sure that there are many bad coffee podcasts about to launch as we dive headlong into, you know, a national quarantine. So stay safe out there, everybody. Yep. Stay hydrated. Stay caffeinated if that's your prerogative. And I hope that this education on cold brew was helpful or at least entertaining.
Or at least diverting.
Yes, to give you just a 30-minute respite from, you know, gestures at everything.
Yes.
So for Christmas Creeps, I am Joseph Wade.
And I'm Bradford. And it feels really good to say that.
Good to the last drop.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.